While a man's mind is full of himself, he shuts out the influx of the overself. This remains just as true of meditation times as of ordinary times. He must empty out all these earthly interests, all these personal concerns, and even in the end all these egoistic spiritual aspirations by transferring his attention to that which is beyond the ego. He must think only of the over-self, of its nature and attributes, of its tokens and signs of presence, of its reality and eternity.